Hey everybody, Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 214 on August 28th, 2018. Changing this world one ass at a time. If you would like to support my efforts to deconstruct the myths and misconceptions around pegging and offer accurate information to all who seek it, head on over to Patreon and become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to the podcast a day early, as well as 24/7 chat channel full of pegging practitioners from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of support include written and audio erotica to excite and inspire. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider, or you can simply click the Support My Work button on my website. Another way to support my work is through EnticeMe.com, the little black dress of pleasure products. EnticeMe offers a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys for your enjoyment and pleasure. Just go to EnticeMe.com, #RubyRider, and for 15% off of your entire purchase, use the coupon code RIDER. That's RYDER. If you'd like assistance figuring out which pegging equipment is the best choice for you, I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of EnticeMe. You will be supporting my efforts to change hearts and minds about pegging everywhere. So hey everybody, let's do a Patreon update. I noticed on my stats over on Patreon that I just kicked over the $10,000 mark, which means that since June of 2016, you guys have helped me along to the tune of just over $10,000. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are the best. I really appreciate all the support from everyone. Yay! All right. Let's start off with none other than a pegging celebration time. Dear Ruby, I'd first like to preface this email with a heartfelt thank you for all that you do for peggers and peggies alike. I apologize in advance if this email's a little long, but there's so much to tell you. My anal adventure started many years ago when I was about 11. I always thought I was weird and different because anal play for males was just wrong. I never revealed my secret to anyone, not even to my wife after several years of marriage. Fast forward many years and about 12 years of marriage. My wife and I were fooling around. She was playing with my cock and taint area with one of her vibrators. I thought to myself, this could be a great opportunity to have my wife explore my ass. As she moved the vibrator below my balls, I said, go lower. She brushed the toy along my taint. I moaned, go lower. She found herself right at the entrance to my anus. I said, right there. To my surprise, she asked, do you want me to put this in your ass? In the back of my mind, I was screaming, yes, yes, put it in my ass. But in reality, all I could muster was, yeah, we could try it. She lined up the toy and inserted it into my ass. It felt amazing. She then climbed on top and rode me to completion. She could tell I really enjoyed it. A couple of days later, I ordered a Fieldo Stout and surprised her with it. She was a little freaked out, to say the least, but she said she'd give it a try. She pegged me only twice over the next few years. She just didn't like it and wasn't into it. I tried several times to get her to do it again, but she wouldn't. Well, recently we started playing with her ass, and she loves it. I brought up pegging again and told her that it feels just as good for me when she plays with my ass and pegs me as it does for her when I play with her ass. We decided to give it a go again. I purchased a spare parts deuce so that I could double penetrate her and we could use the same harness for her to peg me. It was more of a budget issue, so with the deuce we killed two birds with one stone, as the spare parts had a wide range of adjustability. I also ordered a Fuse Alpha purple silicone dildo. That weekend, we had a few drinks and discussed the evening's activities. I told her how great it felt when she pegged me and played with my ass, and how the orgasms from prostate stimulation felt so much better than a penile one. Well, after a few drinks, we prepared for our evening of ass play. When I got out of the shower, she was wearing the dildo and harness and laying in bed. Ruby, she looked like a goddess. I was immediately erect and ready to go. We made out, and I lubed up the dildo and climbed on top and slid down the shaft slowly. I rode her for a few minutes until she said, "I want to do you from behind." I bent over on the side of the bed. She reapplied some lube to the dildo and slipped inside my ass. She started slowly and then worked up to a feverish pace. She was really getting into this. She slapped my ass and started fucking me hard. I was in pure ecstasy. I wanted to come right there, but wanted her to take me on top, because that's what works best for me when I do anal play myself. She pulled out and added more lube to the dildo and climbed on top. I lay down on the bed and she got comfortable between my legs and slid inside me. I pulled my knees back to my head and grasped her ass while she was between me. She started fucking me like she'd been doing it all her life. I came almost instantly. After we finished, I made sure to take care of her. I cleaned and sanitized the toy and put on the harness so that I could double penetrate her. I had the fuse in her pussy and my cock in her ass. She grabbed her magic wand and pressed it to her clit. We then came together. It was amazing for both of us. A few days later, when we were talking on the phone, I asked, "What are we doing this weekend?" She replied, "Somebody is getting pegged, and that someone is you." Thanks again, Ruby. It's been a long road to get to this point in our relationship, but she's now on board and excited about pegging me. Happy pegging. Ooh, congratulations, you two. You made it past the, "Oh, we tried this and it's not really very fun," to the, "Oh, we tried this again and it's really fun." So I have to commend you on your brilliant choice of harness. I've known just from two other couples that you can use the spare parts deuce for him double penetrating her or just using a toy on her, and she can use it to fuck you as well. And I'm so glad that you wrote in and described this fairly vividly, because it's just such an exciting thing to just get the one harness and have all of those options. Oh my gosh. More and more men are realizing that it's okay if you put a harness on and fuck your partner, if maybe you've already come or if she wants a different kind of experience. And clearly there is the dual penetration thing as well, which you fully took advantage of. That sounded really, really hot and like an amazing experience. Certainly makes up for the time before where she tried it and kind of didn't like it. I suspect that might be because of the field dough. It's possible. You know, you didn't say whether you had a harness or not, and I'm suspecting maybe not, but nonetheless, I am really happy for the both of you that you have found your way into the land of pegging that is enjoyable and fun and sexy and erotic and full of amazing orgasms. Congratulations! And thanks for writing in and telling us the story. It was a pleasure to play the music for you. I'm going to put the link for that spare parts deuce up in the Linkorama for any of you listeners who were going, "Damn, I want to do that." Because I kind of was. I have to tell you, I kind of was. All right, what's next here? Okay, so now I have to tell you guys that on my website, I have a forum, right? It gets some traffic, not a huge amount, but some. And I have to tell you that I discovered a part of the forum that I didn't even know was there, and I'm quite embarrassed to admit that there's a whole bunch of stuff in there that I didn't know. Let me explain. When you guys write in and try and post something up on the forum, apparently, occasionally, my spam preventer software was catching it and throwing it into the spam, which I wasn't aware that it existed. I'm so sorry, you guys. So there's all kinds of stuff that got caught in that spam filter back quite a ways, like in 2017, February 2017, I think. But the very first one I'm going to start with here. So we're going to go through all these is what's going to happen. And the very first one I'm going to start with, however, is one that just slipped through my fingers and I didn't respond to it. And I was cruising around on the forum checking to make sure that I was up to date on everything. And I found this one, and this was written 10 months ago. Woo! Wow. That's a ways. This guy was asking for a toy recommendation, and sir, I do hope you got something, or perhaps you approached me in a different manner and sent me an email, I'm not sure. However, we're going to go through this question anyway. Started some P-Spot play some time ago to help me get off, and it works. So I want to go to the next step, pegging. We are getting the silk medium, as you suggest. The double you recommend is too big at 1 3/8. I think somewhere in the 3 to 4 inch diameter would work. It needs to be soft silicone for my wife's comfort. Is the Tantus Fieldo Slim soft enough? Do you have any suggestions? My wife gets urinary tract infections with silicone lube. Do you think the hybrid you recommend would be okay? If not, please recommend a good water-based lube. 48 years together and still fucking. It's a good life. Okay, so the silk medium, as you suggest, the double you recommend is too big at 1 3/8. So the first question you have is about the double that I recommended because it's too big at 1 3/8. And you said, I think somewhere in the 3 to 4 inch diameter. I think you're meaning circumference. 3 to 4 inch diameter is huge. And sometimes people transpose those words, no worries. But here's the thing with doubles. The doubles have to be of a certain rigidity in order to function. And the one that you mentioned, the Fieldo Slim, is absolutely not soft. You said it needs to be soft silicone for my wife's comfort. I would suggest, as opposed to using a double, that you get one of the fused singles instead, especially because you're new at pegging and it's going to take her a little while to learn how to fuck you. And starting off with a double, I usually don't advise. I advise starting off with a single. So those fused singles have really nice clitoral vibe sensations that you can achieve from them. They're awesome toys. There is one, I believe it's called the Velvet, and it's only an inch in diameter. And you can get the Wee Vibe Tango Mini Vibe, put it in the base of that Velvet dildo, and it'll nestle right there in her vulva area and give her excellent clitoral vibration. So if she gets off on clitoral, that might be a really good option for you. And it'll fit perfectly in the harness that you have. If the other ones have fit, then this one will definitely fit. So I think that would be the recommendation that I would have for you. There is also one just a little bit bigger than that at 1 1/4. And that one is called the Harmony. And I just went and checked to make sure that I was right about that. But the Harmony is indeed 1 1/4 inches in diameter. So I'm not sure what your ideal diameter is. If it's the smaller one, then the Velvet would be perfect for you because that's just 1 inch. And if you can take 1 1/4 inches, then the Harmony would probably be lovely as well. I think the Velvet comes in a sort of textured, velvety finish, if you will. The matte finish, or I'm not sure what they call it. And the Harmony comes with the slick silicone finish. Both of these are somewhat firm silicone. They are not the really soft, super soft silicone type of dildos. So you can certainly get the Blush Novelties Ergo Mini, which is 1 1/4 inches in diameter. And then I'm not sure what kind of harness you have, but if you have one of the spare parts harnesses, you might have a harness that has the little pockets for the bullet vibes. So that's an idea too. I don't have quite enough information to give you exactly the right feedback here, but I'm doing the best I can. So there's that. That's the best suggestion I have for the dildo question. Now, I don't know if the hybrid that I recommend would be okay if your wife gets urinary tract infections with silicone lube. You can certainly get a small bottle and try it. There's no way for me to know how she's going to react to it. If you want to avoid the possibility, just because that's no fun, I mean, there's only 12% silicone in there, but I'm not sure if that's too much for your wife or not. But if you just don't want to try it and you want a really good water-based lube, then you can get the Sliquid Sassy. That is a pure water-based lube from Sliquid that is an excellent lube. You just have to reapply it a little bit more often than the Sliquid Silk. There you are. And congratulations on 48 years together and still fucking. In fact, since you wrote this 10 months ago, it might be 49 years together and still fucking. Oh my gosh. I do apologize for letting this slip through the cracks, as they say, and I hope that you are pegging away and having a lovely time of it. All right, let's go now to all of these things that got caught in the spam area. First, I want to draw your attention to, there are two sections in the forum, and they are both for posting pegging video clips, links to pegging video clips, okay? And one is for sensual clips and the other is for kinky ones, okay? So one of the first things I found was a clip that is labeled a mature BBW fists and pegs, a crossdresser guy. And actually this was put in the sensual pegging category, but I moved it over to the kinky because I know no one's getting tied up or beaten, but I really like to save the sensual category for pretty straight up pegging and not have it mixed with other kinks. And I did watch that one, and it's actually a longer clip. It's pretty cool, and they have all kinds of fun. So yes, that is a clip to go check out if that is something that interests you. And let's see here. There's another clip of, a sexy clip of a guy enjoying his partner, working him over with a strapless strap-on, was, I think, the introduction that the person who posted the clip said. Well, I watched that one. He makes some delicious noises, and he just loves owning the fact that he's a slut, you know, out loud. And this is a really interesting one to watch, the interplay regarding the strapless strap-on, because they are using a strapless strap-on and they're not using a harness. And there are a whole bunch of different times where you see that it's a bit of a struggle. He reaches down to hold it in at one point. She reaches down to hold it in at one point. And she does a really good job holding it in for the most part. I was impressed. This is like a perfect example of what I talk about regarding the doubles needing a harness. It would have just been so much easier for her if she had a harness. But it's a really hot clip. It's definitely a hot clip. Okay. And that was from December of 2017. Goodness. And then from May of 2018, somebody was posting looking for advice, actually, in the introductory section. And it says this: I love to have my ass played with while playing with myself. I would love to ask my wife to fuck my ass to just take control of me, but I don't know how to ask her. We've been married for some time now, but I can't get it out. Looking for advice, any advice, thanks. Oh, sir, goodness, there are a lot of men who have been in your situation and probably a lot of men listening who are in your situation. And I always recommend the same thing. At some point in time, you need to sit down and have a conversation with her and let her know that you've discovered a way to have really, really powerful orgasms, like the type of orgasms that hopefully she is having through G-spot stimulation, that there is a spot inside a man's ass called the prostate that is able to give tons more pleasure and increase the intensity of orgasms. And you would like to explore this with her. And the way to talk with her about it is to just be really excited. In other words, try not to have that cloak of shame when you approach her and talk with her about it. I know it's a difficult thing to do, but you know, just fake it until you make it. Act excited and say, hey, I read this thing, and I found out that I could be having much, much more stronger orgasms, and I want to check this out with you. And basically, it's my prostate, you know, listen to this podcast with me. Now, what podcast am I talking about? I am talking about podcast number 112. I recorded this in my voice talking to the givers, the women, and explaining to them about what pegging is about, dispelling the myths and the misconceptions, because they are many and varied. And it's the perfect thing to sit down and listen to, either for her by herself or with you together. I kind of suggest together because it's a cool thing to be able to listen to it and pause it when you have questions. You know, either one of you can kind of like call pause and then have a bit more of a conversation about what you just heard, rather than trying to remember all the things that you want to talk about until the end. Now, sir, I do absolutely recommend that you need to listen to this first, because although I've recorded this and I can to this day say that there haven't been any bad reactions, even though not every single woman who's listened to it has decided she wants to do pegging, only you can decide if it's something that is appropriate for your partner. So you need to listen to it first, and then you need to take a deep breath, talk to your wife about it, and then ask her if she'll listen to this podcast with you. And I think that that will pave the way to hopefully some really exciting pegging for you. Now, as far as the taking control of you part of the formula, and perhaps you're having fantasies about having her dominate you and just sort of take you, if you will, that's awesome that you have those desires. Be careful of how you approach that once you get to that point. In the beginning, it might be smarter to just let her figure out how to do the pegging thing, you know, wait until she gets on board, let her experiment with it, let her figure out how to fuck you, and then you can talk about her taking control and giving you the more dominant experience it sounds like you want. And when you get to that point, please remember to try and be very, very specific about what you mean when you say you want her to take control. What does that look like in your head? What do you fantasize about? Do you picture her throwing you around in bed a little bit? Do you picture her ordering you around? Do you picture her tying you up? Do you picture her saying specific things? See what I mean? Because in your head, this could be a certain way. And then if you just say, look, I'd really like you to take control and just run things and be dominant, it could mean something entirely different to her. Plus, it's quite common when women start trying to explore their dominant side that in the very beginning, they're at a loss. I certainly went through that where I was at a loss. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. It took a fair amount of experimenting and playing around with things until I felt like I really got it and that I could totally take control and be dominant. So, yes, just a few words of advice for you when you get to that crossroads. And I have to say, I really understand that point where you just can't get it out. I mean, I'm certainly not a man approaching his partner for something that so many people misunderstand and have misconceptions about, but I have been the partner who just couldn't open up her mouth and ask for what she wanted for a whole lot of reasons that aren't important to go into right now. But I hear how you just kind of probably freeze and the words just won't come out. Like you said, you can't get it out. So I sympathize with you, sir, and I encourage you to ask for what you need and desire, because when you share this with her, what it really is a gift for her. It's a gift to let her know you better. And that is something I emphasize in the podcast as well, is it is a gift of intimacy between you and her. You're allowing her to know you better, which is really a sweet and intimate thing. Okay, so good luck. I don't know if you've already talked with her about it since this was posted in May of 2018, but please let me know how things went if you already did, or how they go if you take my advice and you two find your way down the path of pegging. Good luck to you, sir. All right, what's next in the spam? Next was a piece of erotica that was posted in October 2017, and it was called this, A True Story, titled Five. And the photo accompanying the story is of 5 dildos of increasingly larger sizes. So there is the hook for you. If you're into reading erotica, there is that section that anybody is welcome to post up their erotica if they would like to. Go give that a read if that sounds like something you are interested in. It's a fun place over there. You never know what you're going to read. Okay, and I think that pretty much gets the spam stuff out of there. I know I made it sound like there were a whole lot more than that, but there were, and what they were was like the guy that posted the story called 5. He tried to post that 3 different times. Somebody else who tried to post a link posted that 3 different times, and the spam kicked it out every time. So my apologies, everyone. I now know that the spam section for the forum exists. Now I understand why I've gotten letters before saying, you know, I tried to post this a couple of times and it just wouldn't post and I don't know what's going on. So I sent you an email. I understand now. You know, the more you know, the less you know sometimes. And although I do claim to be pretty tech friendly, you know, I don't know all the ins and outs of everything. I know all the ins and outs of pegging. But not my computer and not the software. So once again, my apologies, and there you go. I hope that cleans all that up. Let's read another letter. Hey, it's pegging celebration time again. Hi, Ruby. I wanted to write in and share my experience with you. I'm a 30-year-old married guy from England. I've always been interested in my wife's ass in our love life, and we have experimented a few times and managed to have anal sex a couple of times, but she doesn't really enjoy it all that much. A while back, I bought a sex toy bundle for our holiday that included a dildo, cock ring, anal beads, and a vibrating love egg. We were excited to try the toys out, and after some really fun times, she told me how she didn't want to try the anal beads but would happily use them on me. Initially, I was hesitant, as I've not done anything like that before, but when we have sex, she often touches my ass, and it feels great, so we decided to give them a go. They felt great, and the length that scared her was pretty easy to take and felt really good whilst having sex with her. Another time, she put the vibrating love egg in my ass, and with her controlling the vibration speed, it felt incredible. I then discovered your podcast and plucked up the courage one night in bed to ask if she would be interested in giving a strap-on. In fact, she suggested it as I was beating around the bush. I ordered one and it turned up yesterday. My wife immediately tried it on and said, "On Friday, I'm going to fuck you with this." That was a real turn-on. Once she put it away, we started to make out. Using the egg on her as I went down on her sent her into a crazy orgasm, and we started to fuck. After a while, she asked if I wanted the egg up my ass again, and I jumped at the chance. She popped it in and started to go down on me. I have never had an orgasm that good in my life. It felt amazing. I'm eagerly awaiting Friday and getting pegged by the woman I love. It was so reassuring that she is interested in doing this with me. Thank you for your podcast. I feel like it really helped me broach the topic with my wife and made me a lot more confident talking about something that may scare others off. Craig. And guess what? Craig wrote back. So after my first email the other day, I thought I would update you from the weekend and my first pegging experience with my wife. So with our wedding anniversary today, we decided to celebrate over the weekend. We had a lot of rum, and my wife told me after quite a few that today was the day. So we went upstairs, and she pushed me to the bed and put on her brand new strap-on. That was really hot. Once on the bed, we started to kiss, and she lubed me up and slowly slipped the dildo into my ass. Holy shit, I see what all the fuss is about. Without going into crazy detail, she fucked me long and hard, on my back with my legs around her ass to push her length into me, my legs over her shoulders, me on all fours, cowboy, reverse cowboy, all sorts of positions. After some time, I came really fucking hard and moved my attentions to her needs. All in all, it was fucking amazing, and we will be doing this more often. Thank you for helping me realize that it's not a big deal to want this, and that it's something to be open with your partner about. We will certainly be exploring this exciting new kink together. I love how you're all passionate about describing it, and you're going, it was a fucking amazing, and it was fucking awesome. I do the same thing, I swear, a lot when I'm really passionate about something. This is wonderful. I'm so happy for you. And how cool is that? That a chance experimentation, and it sounds like an interest on your wife's part of getting into that ass and playing with it. I can relate that this opened up your mind to anal play. So kudos to you for being open to it. That's totally fucking awesome. Because there's a whole lot of men out there that aren't, that are just like, nope, that is an exit-only zone, blah, 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 that kind of thing. And, you know, everybody gets to choose what they want in their body and what they don't and how they're going to play sexually and all kinds of stuff. But I really do enjoy hearing the stories where it was kind of a surprise, which it seemed to be for you. Sort of like, well, okay, we can try it. Sure, why not? And you're like, hey, this is awesome. So yay for you both. And especially, like I said, kudos to you for being open-minded about it. Good for you both. Congratulations. Please be careful putting that vibrating egg in your ass. As far as I can recall, those vibrating eggs are connected to a wire. That wire can come apart from that egg pretty easily, and that's not really considered a very anal-safe toy, if that's the kind that you have. So please be careful with that. Get something else that vibrates that has the flared base on it that is an anal-safe toy, if the one with the wire is the one that you have. Okay, yay, pegging celebration time. It's awesome to hear like the first one of, wow, she's down for it, and we did some more ass play, and it was awesome, and then you did the deed, and we're blown away. It's really nice to have both of those to share with everybody on the same podcast. Yay, thanks for the story. Thanks for telling us and writing in. Okay, here's another letter. Subject is cleaning out. Ruby, I need help with cleaning out. I have yet to find a way to be squeaky clean. I can douche, and after 15 minutes of play, there is poop on the floor. Just tonight, I had a bowel movement, put in a butt plug, and sat at the computer for 15 minutes, and I'm pooping again. And not just a small amount. I am using Slickwood Silk. Could this be an allergy to the lube? And this is from John. John, this is a little puzzle to be able to track these things sometimes. Could you have an allergy to the lube? It's possible. It's not as likely as some other issues, though. First, one of the things that you should think about is your diet. You need to have a lot of roughage in your diet, and you need to be eating this roughage type of diet for 2 or 3 days before you do some play, so that all of this is moving through your body really well, like a lot of vegetables, a lot of salads, stuff like that. And then the day of, when you're going to be doing a fair amount of anal play or any anal play at all, you eat really lightly and don't eat very much at all, because that way things are going to be moving through, and so they're going to be moving through efficiently because of all the roughage. And then when you clean out, there shouldn't be much in there to clean out. Now, you can go further from the rectal douche and you can try an enema if you want to, because in your situation, that might help you keep cleaner for longer. Just remember, if you do the enema, to do it at least 2 hours before you want to play, because a little bit of liquid gets caught in the folds of the colon and comes out, and you don't want that coming out when you're playing because you've already had trouble with that. So those are the two first examples. So those are the first two pieces of advice that I would suggest for you. Now, if you think that it's a possible allergy, one of the ways that you could test that in terms of the lube, just use coconut oil, because pretty much nobody's allergic to coconuts, or very few people. And if you use coconut oil and you still have the same thing going on, then it is not the lube. The lube allergy type of situation doesn't usually produce the circumstances that you're describing. It produces like an irritation and a burning and something like that upon use, as opposed to you just can't get clean enough. So try the diet thing. And if that still doesn't solve anything, try the enema thing. And try them both. If neither one is makes it as clean as you would like it to be. And then from there, I think that's all the advice I have to give. I know that there are special situations. You didn't mention this, but I happen to be someone who does not have a gallbladder. Okay, they took that out a while ago. it was acting up. And I know that the gallbladder is responsible for digesting fat in the body, that it usually secretes bile, which helps you digest fat. Now, without a gallbladder, one of the things I experience, like for example, let's say I go get one of those fancy coffee drinks that's all blended and sweet and lovely. Yeah, there better be a bathroom nearby because that goes straight through me. So the more fat I eat, the more that food is going to go straight through me. I have no idea if you have a gallbladder or not, but you might be one of those people that does not have one. And if that's the case, then take that into consideration too in terms of what you eat prior to doing anal play. So if anybody else has any other suggestions, there are a lot of different methods that people use to clean out. And part of it is just learning your body, and I can hear how you're struggling with that, and you've tried to find the right one. So hopefully what I've suggested works, but if anybody else wants to write in any other suggestions, please do. Okay, John, good luck to you. My next letter. So this is from the brat who wrote in on my last podcast and reminded me that he had written in on podcast number 189. It gave me a bit of a refresher. I know you said you didn't remember me, what I said in podcast number 189. That was the long letter which gave 10 key insights about my experience, from learning rhythm, the fun of foreplay, the concept that men can just receive sex, which is really cool. Anyway, that's history, but I loved writing that down and capturing my thoughts. You forwarded some feedback from listeners to me, and I responded to them, so it did touch some enough to comment. And his response to me reading his last letter on the podcast. Generally speaking, the question was a little less about girth and more about, to be blunt, the realistic texture of the first dildo with veins and such versus the Tantus, which is smooth. While that realistic one is smaller, it does deliver a pretty shocking experience in a good way. And I was just wondering, in your experience, if any men say, I'm not a size king, I'm a texture king. Maybe that was a better way to answer the question. So, now that I've read the question, let me remind you, he was asking about the difference between a smaller dildo, which was textured, clearly he's describing it better now with the veins, and then the smooth Tantus. So I have never had somebody say they were a textured king. However, that is absolutely one of the factors in choosing a toy. And sometimes you don't really know whether you like the texture or the smooth until you get one and you try it out. The first thing that comes to mind when you say you really like textured toys is Bad Dragon's toys. Goodness sakes, if you want texture, and you can get Bad Dragon toys in any level of firmness. I mean, not any level, but they have a variety to choose from. Super soft to fairly firm silicone, and they're all excellent toys, excellent quality, and they can go from really soft to pretty firm. And the texture on these things is really pretty amazing. Man, if you want texture, there is one that just it looks like a tentacle with all kinds of suckers like you would see on the arm of an octopus. They are rather fantastical. They are rather fantasy-oriented. So go there and see if anything grabs you and in turn would grab your ass. I'm glad you clarified because texture can be really important. There's a couple of different types of texture, too. There's one where it's veins or ridges or waves in the dildo, right? And then there is also the surface of the toy and whether it's like a velvety matte surface or whether it's slick, because you can have any kind of combination you want just about. You can have slick with ridges, slick with veins, matte surface with veins. You know, see what I mean? So it sounds like what you have might be the path that leads you to something like Bad Dragon. That's the first place I think of. So go check it out, because they got a bunch of stuff there that may give you some equally shocking results. Thanks for the clarification. And again, thanks for writing in. You know what I'm going to do? I now recall, because you reminded me what you wrote about in podcast number 189. That was really quite a nice piece of writing. And so just from that description, I'm imagining that there may be some people who are interested in reading that. So I'm going to put a link to 189 in the Linkorama and encourage people to go there and listen to that once again, because it was like a dissertation practically on all the amazing realizations and conclusions that you reached and had come to around pegging. And I thought it was articulate and very well written. So there you go. Okay, let us know what you get and how you like it, since you are an avowed texture king. Okay, here is the next one. This is a short one. Hey, Ruby, how's it going? I wanted to bug you again with another question. When I do the pegging with my girlfriend, I go soft when she does it. Is there a pill or cream that will prevent going soft I could use that's over the counter in stores? Well, one of the things that Tiffany offers through Entice Me, and remember, anything and everything that is sold through Entice Me has already been screened to be body safe, non-toxic, all of those things. So you can relax about that, because when you're talking about something that makes you hard or gives you harder erections or that kind of thing, I mean, then we're in Viagra territory, then we're in medication territory. And I know this is not what you want, because your question said over the counter. So I'll tell you what we do have. It's called On Powerglide for Men. And let me read you the description. Powerglide is the first hybrid gel arousal product on the market. The hybrid gel was designed to stay slippery longer, so the application of this arousal gel can be massaged into the skin in a pleasurable way. The ingredients are more powerful, and the liposomes Sensuva, this is the company name, uses to carry the important nutrients into the bloodstream are more effective. This combination makes Powerglide feel incredibly stronger than other enhancement products. And this is made for putting on prior to having sex. So the other product that they have is On For Him Sex Drive, and this is the description for that. Do you desire more energy, more drive, and more passion in your life? On For Him Sex Drive is clinically proven to increase your testosterone naturally and safely. For more energy, better sex, and better health, testosterone is key. By combining clinically proven bioactive nutrients with a proprietary blend of botanical extracts, On Sex Drive helps restore healthy levels of testosterone without the need of a prescription or over-the-counter medications. Unlike pills that lose their potency almost immediately, On Sex Drive uses transdermal technology to deliver the active ingredients directly into the bloodstream. So one is the gel that you put on before you have sex, and then the Sex Drive cream is supposed to be used once daily, increasing testosterone levels for higher sex drive and stamina. The short description for the Powerglide cream is used prior to sexual activities and provides longer, stronger, and harder erections. So those are suggestions for things you can put on your cock, okay? But the other thing that you can put on your cock, which is not a cream or a gel or anything like that, and has nothing to do with increasing testosterone, is a cock ring. I'm not sure if you've tried that. We offer two cock rings. One is Tantus's super soft cock ring, and that one has a lot of stretch and is wonderful for beginners, people who have not used cock rings before. And then there are three other ones that are not the super soft, majorly stretchy ones, and they come in three different diameters. Now, what cock rings do is not only keep the blood in the penis, keeping it harder, ideally, but they pull the testes away from the body and pull them down. So what they do is they delay ejaculation and they make the ejaculation longer. In the description, they talk about it can make it your ejaculation last from what a normal would be, like about 6 seconds, to as much as 45 seconds. That would probably be on the outside range. However, you get the point. And this might be really helpful. So if you're not new to cock rings, then consider using one of the other three. They actually label them beginner and intermediate and advanced. And you will notice that what happens when you get to the advanced is the diameter becomes smaller. So it becomes a little bit more of an intense experience. So I think they would like you to have more experience before you choose a smaller one. Anyway, that is my supposition. I hear great things about these rings, even the super soft one that's really stretchy. They say that's the smartest thing we ever made. I mean, those ones are like $12 a piece. So this is a cheap and easy thing to try for you, either alone before you try the other things or in conjunction with. And please do report back if you are successful, sir, because there's a lot of guys out there that would really like to know the magic formula for keeping their cock hard while they're getting fucked. All right, good luck with that. Thanks for the question. And here's another letter. The recent information about the B-Vibe Snug Plug was great. I immediately read all about it and looked at the photos. They have addressed multiple issues and seem to have done a wonderful job. I wrote but then deleted comments about the issues because by now you are well aware of all of them. After mulling over what you said in the podcast, I suggest you might do well to somewhat separate prostate play from anal play. Obviously, they are closely related. But for constant prostate stimulation, the anus is just the road you drive to get there. A plug not designed for prostate-only stimulation holds the anus open too much, leading to the feeling that it isn't secure. This prevents relaxing the whole area and enjoying the internal stimulation. By the way, this isn't just a matter of having a tight ass. No matter how tight or loose the ass, you need a thin neck long enough to put the plug far enough inside so the anus can close comfortably and not be part of the action. Keep up the great work. This is such good information. Holy crap. Wow. Thank you so much for writing this down and sending it in, because this is really good stuff. The concept of separating anal play and prostate play. Because, yeah, sure, I get letters from guys who are like, I want to do anal training. I want to take really big toys. I want to try and stretch it so that I can take the big toys. That would be anal play, which doesn't mean that you're not going to get some prostate stimulation when you get that big toy in there. But if you are specifically craving the prostate stimulation, I get exactly what you mean when you say it's actually more comfortable that the neck of the plug that you have nestled in there is thinner so that that part of your body can relax completely. And again, relaxation is key for prostate pleasure. Wow, this is excellent information. I feel like putting it up on some neon board somewhere that all the pegging people can see. I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm so glad you wrote this in. Thank you so much. And I imagine there might be some people that are kind of hitting rewind right now and going, wait, I got to listen to that again. So yes, the B-Vibe plugs, Alicia, who designed those, really did address all the issues. So boom, she is an amazing designer of toys, I have to say. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk to you about is, I just wanted to give you a heads up that I'm starting to research the interactiveness between pegging and suppositories with like the CBD, THC type of cannabis products, okay? Because there's been a lot of chat about that on the 24/7 chat channel for my patrons. And we've got some experienced people there, and there's a bunch of articles that they put up that talk about people who have tried it. I think it might be a lovely thing for a fair amount of people who feel like it's really hard for them to relax. Or it might also be a lovely thing for people who they can relax just fine, but they're searching that holy grail, that the hands-free orgasm, right? Because what it seems to do is just really relax and warm the whole area. Now, please know that there are suppositories that you can get that will not get you high. Basically, it just affects the localized area. There's a whole bunch of speculation, and I'm not sure if it's speculation that has been tested and had studies done on it, but the medicinal beneficial effects of the cannabis products get absorbed so quickly when you do anal insertions, when you do suppositories, like 70% of it just goes straight into the bloodstream. So I'm researching it. I'm excited about it. And I will probably be writing that up for my next podcast. And I might even bring somebody on the show to talk about it. Ooh, spoilers. Okay, that is it for this time. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com has informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps. You can find a sampling of those under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from the website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, check out my Facebook page. If you order any sexy new toys from enticeme.com, like those B-Vibe plugs or that On Power Glide, please remember to use the coupon code RIDER for 15% off your purchase. Send your questions to me, ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too wild, too wonderful, or too wily. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox, or you can call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everyone. You rock. Happy pegging.